I believe that it is important to understand others.
I believe that it's okay not to have any strong beliefs.
I believe in the power and joy of running.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. There's a well-known Yiddish expression you may have heard. Der Mensch tracht und Gott lacht. Translation, man plans and God laughs. How often does it happen that your best laid plans get turned upside down by some unexpected development in your life? As this week's essayist, Harry Sterling, reminds us, sometimes what lands on our doorsteps, both literally and figuratively, have a way of reminding us not to be too confident when we map out our paths.
10 years ago, I retired. I followed the advice of experts who emphasize having a plan, having regular habits, and finding ways to be useful. So I had plans to write and read, perhaps even to work as a consultant. And then a feral cat arrived on our doorstep on Prudence Island. She never left. We called her Shadow, and Shadow changed my life. And here's what Shadow taught me. I learned for the first time in my life to be unfocused, undisciplined, and unscheduled. When Shadow was young, we started combing her, hoping to decrease the fur flying through our cottage. We were being utilitarian, but Shadow discovered combing is very sensuous. Shadow asked to be combed every morning, every night, and during the day. In the early morning, she watched for me from her bird-watching perch. When I came into the room, Shadow trotted to her basket, jumped in, and waited. I combed her while she purred. She rolled on her side, pushing the comb away with the front paw, which was my signal to stroke her chin. I then stroked Shadow's chin until she pushed my arm away with a rear paw. Shadow bewitched me. Instead of planning an active day, I started by responding to her instructions about what she wanted me to do. How disciplined could I be while stroking this cat friend? How much in control could I be as I watched for her paw to tell me what to do? I began each day by receiving and responding to Shadow's instructions. And throughout the day, she insisted upon more practice. If I focused at the computer too long, she rubbed against my leg, meowed, and walked away with another meow. I was mesmerized, so I followed. Sometimes Shadow led me to her food dish to keep her company while she ate, because she disliked solitary dining. More often, we went to her basket, where she waited for more combing. I am a linear, analytic person, with a lifetime of discipline and focused work. For the 10 years of her life, Shadow helped me uncover unfamiliar parts of me. Less control, more responding to her requests. Less focus, more listening. Less planning, more waiting for her instructions. I believe in the magic of cats because Shadow bewitched me. And I believe we can learn profound lessons in life from unexpected sources. Now, from Cat Heaven, Shadow monitors how well I learned my lessons.
The Reverend Dr. Harry Sterling retired in 2003 from a career conducting research in health and human services and lives with his wife on Prudence Island. Sterling learned to sail in a small catboat, and these days he reads, writes, and volunteers in a variety of community organizations. He and his wife were adopted by a feral kitten who, after a violent storm, decided to live inside. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.